Hallelujah. I just wonder if we could show our appreciation to every youth leader that came out and every person that planned towards the camp. We had an amazing time. Let's open up the Word this morning to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua 3, verses 1 to 5. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." This past week we were at JCR summer camp. You heard the applause. Many of us were there. We headed out on Tuesday, came back Thursday. Am I correct? It feels like I haven't left camp yet. We had an amazing time. I just want to say to the parents here, we have an amazing group, of young people. You heard that they play hard, but they seek God. They really do seek God. And the first night, they came with faith, focus, and passion. We talked about packing that for camp, and we showed up with that in our bag. I spoke at the night sessions on the topic camp, and Tuesday night we spoke on that topic, camping, that wherever we are in life, wherever we are camped in life, the question is, who is on the Lord's side? And you'll know the reference there out of the Old Testament. We moved into the next day, and the final night we had there together, we spoke on camping again, and that the Lord calls us to camp and not leave, like the day of Pentecost, for a specific purpose or a specific visitation. And so at the end, we opened up the altar for those that wanted just to seek God and establish that pattern of camping on promises in their life. And come up also for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, these kids came up to the altar, and we're not doing this as leaders. The altar call went for probably 2 hours. And they're just seeking God and crying out. They're praying for one another, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues. It is incredible, the fire that is in these kids. And I think y'all need to come to camp next year, maybe. And get some fire. And that's why, you know, we talk about times like conference and getting on board with that. Because that's like camp for us. We come and we camp and we take a weekend. And it's not just to come and listen to speakers and listen to some good music, but it's to come and seek God. And to camp on his promises, to camp on his promises. One of the highlights for me at the end of that altar call, a young man in our youth group came up and he said, "Hey, can I pray? Can I close?" And I'm like, "Absolutely. You want to close? You mean pray in front of everybody?" He took the mic and he's right over there. Amen. Why don't you just stand? Just stand. Come on. A brother in our youth group. And I mean, he took the mic. He probably preached for 2-3 minutes first, and then he prayed, and the power of God. Incredible. Incredible. We have a great group. And I feel this morning that the Spirit is wanting to continue this theme on camping. And we read our text out of the Message. Joshua was up early on his way with all the people of Israel with him. He arrived at the Jordan and camped before the crossing over. After 3 days, leaders went through the camp and gave out orders to the people. "When you see the covenant chest of God, your God, carried by the Levitical priests, start moving. Follow it. Make sure you keep a proper distance between you and it, about a half mile. Be sure now to keep your distance, and you'll see clearly the route to take. You've never been on this road before." Then Joshua addressed the people, "Sanctify yourselves. Tomorrow God will work miracle wonders among you. The Ark of the Covenant, this covenant chest of God in the Old Testament, we know that it represents the presence of God. The presence of God. This chest is priceless. This chest is divine. This chest is celebrated. There is nothing greater than the presence of God. There's nothing of greater value than the presence of God. And we need more and more of the presence of God in our lives. Not just in the church, but that it goes beyond these walls and that we have the presence of God in our homes, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our conversations, in our businesses, in our education, every realm of life that the presence of God is evident. We're going after the presence of God. And so number one this morning is set out from your place and go after it. Go after the presence of God. Now here is Joshua and all Israel, and they're camped at the Jordan, camped before the crossing over. And they've been camping here for 3 days, and 3 days pass. And the officers, the leaders, make their way through the camp with a message. It's an important message. Verses 2 and 3. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark, the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. There's a lot we can learn from the message that was delivered that day. A command went out through the camp. When you see the ark of the covenant, when you see the priests and the Levites bearing it, carrying it, the message reads, when you see the covenant chest of God, your God, carried by the Levitical priests, start moving. Now, how many know Sunday is a day to move? Sunday is a day to move, and Sunday is a day to set out. Sunday is a day to go after the presence of God. For the young adults in the house, Monday is a day to move. It's a night to set out and go after the presence of God. Tuesday nights for this house, families, parents, children, youth, wherever you fit, young adults, Tuesday is a day to move. It's a day to set out and go after the presence of God, to come in. You know the programs we have on Tuesday. Families moving and setting out from our homes to go after the presence of God. Specific times throughout the year, you know, we have many events like Women's Conference and VBS, that's Vacation Bible School, Kids Camp, Youth Camp, Christ City Conference. These are days and times to move, to set out and go after the presence of God, to bless God and to behold Him, to honor Him, to bring Him glory, and to receive from Him, to hear from Him, to gain direction. Go after the presence of God. These are the days and times that the presence of God is carried by the priests. Sundays and Tuesdays and all the events, the days and times the presence of God is carried by children's workers every Sunday, carried by youth leaders, by singers and musicians, carried by a preacher, by the hospitality ministry, carried by the ushers, carried by the parking ministry, the presence of God. If we are here today and we are camping and not in the pattern of moving and setting out after the presence of God, thank God we're here today to hear His word and His wisdom and receive his counsel, his heart for us and for our families. Joshua 3, verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. We understand that it's a corporate call and it's to the church, all the people of God, but it says you. And each of us decide. We decide individually, you know, you can show up to church and not go after the presence of God. You can show up and sing songs and be in worship and not go after the presence of God. You can show up to prayer and not go after the presence of God. You can open your Bible, believe it or not, and not go after the presence of God. You can come and gain counsel, sit with brothers and sisters and ask their opinion on things, their godly opinion, and not go after the presence of God. You can carry yourself in, but something happens when we go after it. And that's the call. You know, this touches everything. I would encourage us that in conversation, let's move and set out and go after the presence of God. Where's our conversation camped this morning? Our communication with brothers and sisters. Our communication with fellow saints. Maybe our conversation and communication in our homes. Perhaps we need to set out and go after the presence of God. In relationship, let's move and set out and go after the presence of God. In parenting, let's move and set out and go after the presence of God. You know, sometimes parents camp. It's comfortable. They set their family somewhere, but the call goes out to rise. Go after the presence of God. Go beyond our camp. In business, occupation, in finances, in all realms of life, number one this morning, set out from your place and go after it. Number two, to know the way you must go. You know, the presence of God brings direction. How many would say amen to that this morning? The presence of God brings understanding. It helps us to see the way. It shows us the way. It points us and leads us in the right direction. Things are more clearly seen in the presence of God. We are all in desperate need of the presence of God. Though we may not see it or acknowledge it, the fact is that every person in this room this morning is in desperate need of the presence of God. Every home represented in this place this morning is in desperate need of the presence of God. More than daily food, more than money and finances, more than anything else, we are in desperate need of the presence of God. And we may not know it, we may not acknowledge it, but that is the truth. We need the presence of God. Scales fall from eyes in the presence of God. The fog is lifted in the presence of God. Things that hinder sight are broken off, are crushed by the presence of God. The mountains melt like wax in the presence of God. God. We need his presence. Not just when we're sick or when finances are tight. He's not a genie God. How many know what I'm talking about? Some serve him like that. They only show up to church when they need something, so they come and they rub the lamp and hope. And if there ain't no answer, They get discouraged, depressed. They turn to something else. We need God for our everyday living. We need Him for wise parenting, proper godly parenting. We need Him for business decisions. We need God in everything. We're in desperate need of His presence. And I hope this morning, if we've lost that reality, the understanding that we are in desperate need of the presence of God, and we become too calculated and set up boundaries in our life, this morning we would once again hear the call to break camp and go after His presence, to really go after God. As we examine our own hearts and our own lives, if we're honest this morning, we know if we're going after God. If we're truly, really going after God. I'm not talking about going through the motions and acting out the part. God's looking at the heart. And He knows those that are truly going after Him. Joshua 3, the latter part of verse 4. That you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. We need to get close to the presence of God. We need to move and set out that we may gain wisdom and understanding and direction from the presence of God. Don't stay away from the very thing we need. The very thing that shows us the way we must go. We can't afford to stay camped. No matter our age here this morning or the color of our skin, no matter our financial situation, our social status, no matter our IQ, we cannot afford to stay camped. Set out and go after His presence. You see, it's all new for us. People tell us by experience, and there's massive wisdom there, but the truth is this. It's all new for us. As we age and life moves along, we are finding ourselves in places we've not passed through before. We've been there. We understand the progress. You come out of childhood and you enter into junior high and into high school, and then all of a sudden that's over. And life, here we go. Perhaps more education. We head into a career. And then you get married. You have a kid. A way you've never gone before. We need the presence of God. The voice reads, follow the chest so that you will know where you're supposed to go, because you've not been this way before. And the message reads, you'll clearly see the route to take. You've never been on this road before. We need to cry out. We need to pray. Read the Word. Worship. Really go after God. Set out and go after it. And follow it. It always leads us in the right direction. Number three, sanctify yourself. For God will do wonders. Joshua 3, 5 in the New King James. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. The message reads, then Joshua addressed the people, sanctify yourselves, tomorrow God will work miracle wonders among you. The NLT reads, purify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do great wonders among you. And the Amplified Bible reads, then Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for his purpose. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders, miracles among you. This message came to all the people camping. And the message wasn't set out from your place and go after it to know the way you must go. Then sanctify and purify yourselves, for God will do wonders. You see, the message came to the entire camp, calling the people to sanctify and purify themselves for his purpose. This, the order, sanctify yourselves today. Set yourselves apart for his purpose today. Get up and move from our camp, and we get up, we set out from our camp, our homes, our dwellings, our comfort, our position, our self-determined ways, whatever it is. The call is to sanctify ourselves and purify ourselves today, for tomorrow he will do wonders among you. I think of our Saturday nights. Are they sanctified? Are we sanctifying ourselves and setting out? Setting out for his presence and to go after his presence. Crying out and calling out that God would cleanse us and wash us and prepare us for his house and prepare us for his presence. Church can change for you. Maybe you're in the habit of going through your week and sliding it on Sundays and trying to sanctify yourself in the worship service. Church can change for you. The presence of God can become more real than ever for all of us if we will sanctify ourselves and then set out and go after his presence. We roll in and we're not clothed in sin. We're not clothed with the dirt. We don't have some movie on our mind from last night. Just a thought. We've given our lives to God. And we come in ready. Show up to the pre-service prayer times and plow that ground. And then you come in. We were at camp, and you know, maybe it's not normal at most youth camps. I have no idea. I haven't gone to one for a long time. Other than ours. You know, the first night I stood there and spoke to the youth, and it was at Sunnyside Retreat Center, and I said, you know, how many of you were born in the year 2000 or later? And pretty much every hand went up. And I remember I told them, standing right on that stage in 1999, leading worship for 13 services in 6 days. So, you know, puts it into perspective. Time flies. Cherish the time. But these kids come in, and we had half an hour pre-service prayer before every session, and they're seeking God. They're not off on the swings or doing all these other things. We have fun. But they come in and they're full of intent. They're going after God. And it changes when you understand why you're there. It's not just because the preacher asked you to show up to pre-service prayer. Or you think if you show up, somehow more blessings are going to fall in your pocket. That's not what it's about. But it's about seeking God and preparing our hearts and our lives, that when we come in, we are ready. We've sanctified ourselves. We are ready to go after his presence right from the start. Sometimes we stroll into church, and we don't really get it until the worship's over. We don't really understand. We haven't done warfare. We haven't really blessed God or lifted him up. We've been trying to deal with our distractions and deal with our mindsets and deal with our issues and our problems and the fact that our toaster burnt the toast this morning and we got to go get it fixed. We come into church and we're distracted, but if we would get into pre-service prayer and deal with it all, and in fact, deal with it before you show up to pre-service prayer. And we come in, and pre-service prayer isn't just about, Lord, I need this, and I need that, and I need this, and I need that, and I'm your son, I'm your daughter, so load me up. It's about beholding him and bringing the church before him, that as we enter into worship, the presence and power of God would show up. For God will do miracle wonders. Wow. sanctify and purify ourselves for his purpose and set out from our place. God responds to purity and holiness. God responds to righteousness. Families purifying themselves and setting out for Sunday, for a Tuesday. Conference. A camp. Whatever it might be. God is so ready to do wonders. Miracles. To release his power and his glory and his presence. Sometimes we get so caught up that he responds to faith, and he absolutely does. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We must come to him and believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. But God responds to purity, and he responds to holiness, and he responds to righteousness. Sanctify yourselves. Set yourselves apart. I trust that we can understand this today. I believe that some never see and feel and taste and know the wonders because they haven't sanctified themselves for his purpose. Still camped on their agenda, attitude, pride, their self-determined ways, camped on doctrine. You know, you can have a preacher come and counsel you from the Word of God, or have a brother or sister or a parent come, but you have to receive it. We can have the wisdom and hear it, but if we don't allow it into our lives, someone can show you all the proof. Show you examples of why the wisdom you're receiving works. But you have to choose. It works even with tithing. It works with the practical areas, the spiritual areas, and they're all spiritual. But you know what I'm saying this morning? You have to choose. Sometimes a loved one comes and they're full of the wisdom of God and they say, hey, that relationship you're camped in right now, you need to get up and set out, go after the presence of God. No, I'm good. You choose. We need the presence of God. Let's have the worship team return. I believe that today is day three for some of us. The leaders are making their way throughout the camp, calling us to sanctify ourselves. Maybe in our homes, it's not the right media, it's not the right entertainment, not the right focus. Maybe we're careless with what we're allowing our children to watch. How many know that's a whole warfare today? It's a whole new battleground. It's a place we've never gone before, we've never walked through before. Every kid's got an iPhone and an iPad and an iPod and whatever else, and they're listening to music, and half the time we don't even know what they're listening to. Don't even know what they're taking in. We stroll in. How do we know? Maybe they're flipping on something good, and then we walk out and maybe it's time to sanctify our homes. Time to sanctify ourselves, our attitudes, our agendas, our pride, our self-determined ways. God's going through the camp today. He's calling us to sanctify ourselves. To take a look at our lives in the mix. Perhaps how we're affected by the culture that we live in, the world. We know that the Bible says, be in the world, but not of the world. Maybe we're too of the world. And the Lord is saying, sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. Set your home apart for His purposes. Set your time apart for His purposes. It could be conversations. You know, you get together and you're just camped on negativity and camped on all the problems, maybe even in the church, just camped on that. Camped on talking about leaders and camped on this and that and why don't they do this and why. Just camped on that. And because of it, you are not experiencing the wonder of what God is doing. Set out. Break camp today and go after the presence of God. Day 3, the leaders are saying to us, the presence of God, set out from your place and go after it to know the way you must go. Perhaps we're here this morning and thank God we've shown up, but we're not in the pattern of coming to church. We slip in once in a while and we come up and try and rub the magic lamp and hope that God does wonders for us and pops out and gives us our 3 wishes and how great it is, and we stroll out of church feeling like $1 million. That's not a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's not Christianity. That's insanity. Coming into church and just trying to get your fix and hoping that He's going to fix things. And you see, sometimes in church, we're so focused on it's all about us, when really this is about God. And it's about lifting Him up. I just read a quote not too long ago. I have no idea who it's by. It was a female preacher out of the States. She just simply said, and it's really been, I've been processing it and thinking about it because there's so much truth there. She said, women teachers, it's time to switch the focus from you're a daughter of the King to behold your King. Because sometimes it's all about, I get the inheritance and I get this, and if I do this, I get this. But it's about lifting up God. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It's about lifting Him up, that He be enthroned in our praise. Maybe we're not in the pattern of setting out. We know in this church, and again, you have to decide for yourself. I grew up maybe in an old school home, let's say. We came to church Sunday morning and Sunday night. It was a pattern set, and my God, am I glad. Because how easily things start to slip. And when one generation begins to tolerate something less and less and less and less, and all of a sudden we're showing up once a month or if we feel like it. Let's really go after God. Go after His presence. And I believe that for some here this morning, today is day 4. Joshua 3 verse 5, and Joshua said unto them, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Wonders, that word, to do extraordinary or hard or difficult thing, to be wonderful, be extraordinary, to be beyond one's power, be difficult to do. You know, we serve a God of miracles. We serve a God of the impossible. We serve a God who is able to do extraordinary things. He is wonderful, and He can do what is beyond our power. And this morning, there is a response on behalf of every one of us. Every person in this room, maybe it is day 3 and we need to sanctify and purify ourselves for His purpose. Maybe it's day 3 and we need to commit right now that we're going to start a new pattern. We're going to start a new way where we're going to begin to get up and break camp and head out and go after His presence like never before. Maybe we've pulled back and we're not going after His presence like we used to. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. How many know if we feel more distant than ever from the presence of God, it's probably our doing? Go after God. And day four, sanctified and purified for his purpose, having moved and set out going after his presence to know the way we must go. We believe in our God. We believe his word. And we believe this morning that he will do wonders among us. Let's stand. This day, a day of miracles, a day of wonders of, as we've set out. Let's just begin to lift up this song. Let's begin to call on God. Open your heart and your life to the Holy Spirit, to this threefold call this morning. Take us, Jesus.